The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, broadcasting live out of the sunny state of Florida. We are actually in Kissimmee.
Ooh, Kissimmee.
Yes, Kissimmee. Very hot. It's 84 degrees today, is that correct? Folks, it's hot. The sun is shining.
It's hot in Florida?
For those that are having a bad day, I just want you to always remember, friends, the sun is always shining behind the darkest clouds. Oh. Isn't that a word of exhortation? Oh, blessings, brothers. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, for those that didn't know, just a reminder for those that do, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. They truly are, because they hate the truth, and the truth is the obstacle for their propaganda. We are the voice of the pro-murders, the pro-choicers, as they wish to call themselves, that they wish to silence. We are the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, indeed, friends, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. A lot of posts have been posted just over the weekend here. Been doing tea parties. I believe we've done 5 or 6 events, just tea party events. I just did D. James Kennedy's congregation yesterday as I preached them, and I had the opportunity to preach to them. And as a matter of fact, his daughter was there and his son-in-law was there. Mm-hmm. But folks, we gave them our message. Yeah. And though they be 60, 70, 80, and maybe even 90 years old, they still received it because they still understand the price of the freedoms that we walk in today, because they were a part of paying the price for the freedoms that we have today. So we had the opportunity of preaching at his church yesterday, but we'll get to more of the details in just a couple minutes. Again, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to see some pictures, you can go ahead and go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Now, folks, we are bringing forth resolve. We don't want to tell you a bunch of problems. If we do tell you the problems, we also want to give you the power to understand that you still have the freedom to do the right thing. And friends, you still do have the freedom to do the right thing. As a matter of fact, on my Facebook this morning, I started seeing a bunch of capitulators and cowards posting stuff online, and it so infuriated me. It jacked me up. It frustrated me. That's youth talk, friends. So I put a quote on my Facebook. And by the way, if you would like to be my friend on Facebook, it's Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. If you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only deceiving yourselves, please hook up with me because, friends, we can win the day. But this is what I posted on Facebook today. This republic was not given unto us by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. I posted, if you want to give power to defeatism, don't post on my Facebook. Because I'm tired of the fear, hopelessness, and giving power to the enemy. Because, friends, we can win the day if America works together. And this I'm sure of. And then I posted, no king but King Jesus, under the banner of Christ. We have the power to win the day. We have power over all of the works of the enemy. It was Jesus Christ himself who said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And they haven't for 6,000 years, folks. So our future is bright as long as we respond to the commandments that God has given unto us. But again, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Matter of fact, just this last weekend, friends, we had Victoria Jackson. She was a comedian with Saturday Night Live who showed up. The week before that, we had Henry Lawrence, a football player who won several
Super Bowls.
Yeah, Super Bowls. I didn't know who he was.
Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, just this weekend we had Victoria Jackson. She walked up to me and she says, "Do you know who I am?" I said, "Yeah, I know who you are. And I know who your daughter is too." And she said, "Do you?" And so in saying that, we just a lot of surprises going on, but a lot of cool divine networking taking place, prophetic stuff happening, friends, across the country. And again, go ahead and check the pictures out online, Sons of Liberty Radio. Another point, phone lines are inaccessible right now. That's not purposed because we don't have studio lines. It's more of a hassle than it isn't. Plus, we want to inundate you with as much information that we can possibly give you within the hour allotted to us. So please just hold up with us for a couple more days. We'll open the lines back up to you, and then we can talk. Outside of that, folks, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. If you like my Twitter account, that is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Again, that's Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Jake, the other guy, you have less than 1 minute.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
And when you only have less than 1 minute
to
respond.
That's a terrible place to be. Really brought up, we were at the New Presbyterian Church just this past Sunday. Got to share with D. James Kennedy's congregation at the Bible study. And as you said, there's a lot of folks there. Dr. Jerry Newcomb, who shares a lot of the enemies that have made themselves enemies to this ministry, got up there to the pulpit. He started preaching. It was awesome. Bradley finished it off. Folks, it was a great, great anointing. And as you said, Bradley, that message is timeless. It went from 80-year-olds. There was even kids that were 13 years old in this setting. And it was probably, I'd say, about double the size of that they normally get at the particular Bible study. We did post a video, though. Dr. Jerry Newcomb is a very brilliant man, but we got him on the IQ test, and if you want to watch that, go to Sons of Liberty Radio.
Matter of fact, my gosh, he was so smart. He's introducing me, and he started talking. It's like, okay, I'll sit down and I'll be church.
But he failed our IQ test, and you can watch that on Sons of Liberty. We were having fun in all goodness, folks. It was awesome to be there. Fort Lauderdale Tea Party as well on Saturday. Like you said, Victoria Jackson made a presence known there as well. And just a great event. Get out all on Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook, lots of pictures.
Now, when we come back, I'll let the other guy take over. He's got more information to share with you. Again, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We will be talking about the SPLC today, Southern Poverty Law Center, and their violations towards...
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles. And we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Again, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, I want to read a referral. Now, this is from the Fort Lauderdale Tea Party. We had a great time with them on Saturday. We actually went to this particular, I think it was Umberto's was the name of the restaurant.
Umberto's.
And, folks, again, you can follow us on tour.
Italiano.
Oh, they were.
Yes.
When I went in there, it was an Italian man taking my order.
And here's the great tragedy of the day. I didn't eat anything from there.
I know. So good looking. Well, we did go to Sue Trombino's, who happens to be of Italian origin.
Mm.
Well, not herself, but her husband, and she made some pretty good Italian food.
They
for
had
us
an
afterwards.
Organization win.
That's right,
yes.
Win. Women Impacting the Nation. Fantastic woman. She helped actually set up this tour. You can find her on our Facebook page as well. And again, all these pictures that are on there, we're live tweeting through the events. This particular event at Fort Lauderdale, this is what the gals, or this is what Iceman, a.k.a. Snake, also known as Marshall, said. Hey, y'all. I had the honor of meeting and hearing the great message by Bradley, Dean, and Jake here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida today. I was truly inspired and thankful we have this awesome, all in capital letters, organization behind us all in our fight to regain liberty, truth, and God in our country. And folks, these Tea Party meetings are not political meetings. This is church. You got to see it happening, but church in a relevant way, just like the Black Regiment gave it, and just like our founders handed to us. Thank you both and your awesome staff, 3 exclamation points. All my friends here on Facebook need to check out the message. Also, look into other great groups and ministries that are going on. Iceman, a.k.a. Snake. That's the feedback and response, one of many. We had a whole bunch of them. And all of you on Facebook, I appreciate you guys reaching out to us and liking us and sharing your comments. I did want to share Waya Tali. I believe that's how you pronounce it. He actually, I live tweeted when Bradley was at Dr. James Kennedy's New Presbyterian Church, which is actually in a high school, incidentally, and that's a good place for us to be. There's a Constitution, a Declaration of Independence right on the wall behind us. And I tweeted this, because Bradley said it, if you are a veteran in here, you guys are my hero. There's a lot of veterans in that congregation. And I just tweeted it out, and Wahia Tali said, Army, 9 years, MP-K9. So here we have the service, and we want to thank you personally on the radio show today, Waya, because of the fact of what you did we're able to continue doing what we're doing, and that's true.
And if you're saying that the wrong way,
I
just go
totally
ahead and
apologize.
Text me and I'll backhand.
Yes, you can do it. You can hear the sound effect on the air. I really don't want to mispronounce your name.
Right.
But you know what? There was pictures on this when we came, when we set out on tour. I can't remember. It was a Cracker Barrel somewhere.
Yeah.
But there's Bradley, and you can see pictures of it. Goes right to the veteran. Everybody else is eating, doing their thing, and I saw him look over at him. Stands right up in the middle of this restaurant, 6'5", long hair. Everybody's watching. Where's Bradley going? He goes to the greatest hero in that restaurant. Happen to be a World War II veteran.
In Kentucky.
Yep.
That's right.
You got it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's being true to that, folks. You guys are the reason that we do it. So
that's
thank
right.
you for
and
your
what's
Facebook
developing
posts.
Here is your interaction, friends, because
yeah.
this is how we're going to win the country.
That's right.
Not through fear mongering, not through hopelessness, but coming together under the banner of who we are, what we have originated from, going back to our founding documents, because of God established you less than 3% of America back in the 1700s through the Revolution. He can do the same thing, but America is in a different place at a different time today, and we just need to get back to that. And really what it comes down to is returning back to our Heavenly Father mm-hmm. in Jesus' name, and that is not religion to me, my friends. That is a fact. And He is who He says He is, as long as you take Him for who He says He is through His commandments and not His suggestions.
You know, and we're ultimately Englishmen, and Bradley, before we got English. Into this segment, you shared with me a picture of the people in England, Britain, Great Britain, however you want to say it. There's a lot of countries in that little area. They came and protested their parliament. Which the people have a right to do. That's the First Amendment. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because this is the seed we are from. We are from England. We are Englishmen. The 13 colonies were England. And it's out on Facebook here, on Bradley's Facebook page. So the people went to protest. Then all of a sudden the police showed up. Yep. Like they're going to teach these protesters
better
something.
Get out of here!
You can't do that. This is government!
We know you capitulators are out there.
This is government.
Come on, you see the badge and the gun right there.
That's right.
You know we disarmed you, but the people of England responded in a different way.
Yes, they did. They turned out and surrounded the police officers. There's got to be tens of thousands of people there surrounding them. That's the seed you're born of in America.
How'd that work out for you, tyrants?
How does it work, tyrants? Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God.
Amen.
And if you look at what the Sons of Liberty are doing in America here, that is the seed we are born of, folks. England had the Magna Carta. That Magna Carta and those rights as Englishmen came over into our colonies. England also had a man named Cromwell. And a king lost his head because of his tyranny against the people.
Isn't that the guy that said, no king, but that of Jesus,
that's
not
right.
man, but Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah,
Jesus
it's amazing.
Is king.
He was a modern-day Gideon is what he was.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
And he proved it. We're walking in that liberty now. And folks, what Bradley's talking about, this momentum, you becoming a son or daughter of liberty. I had a person email me not too long ago on Facebook. Her name is Linda Jo. She said, I listened to you and Jake through Friday. I have a government job, but I'm really a believer in Jesus. I'm so against what the administration in Washington, D.C. is doing. They are liars, and isn't Satan the father of liars?
Yep.
I pray that Americans wake up before our country is lost. Pray, pray, pray. Americans need to get on our knees and pray and ask God for forgiveness.
Yes, pray, 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 but let me say this too. Do, do, do.
That's right.
Okay.
The doing is in the following. And Linda, if you're listening right now, Linda Manson, thank you for your comment. I responded back to her. I said, you can depend on the Sons of Liberty to fight for this generation and nation. If we can depend upon you to partner with us.
That's right.
This tour is made possible.
Without the other.
Exactly.
Yes.
This tour is made possible by donors like you. We're able to reach people and get these type of results. You look at the pictures. You see the testimonies. It's because of you supporting us and keeping us and sustaining us. Not only is your gift tax deductible, but look to it as when you face the Lord. And you say, look, you gave me this many resources, and I was faithful with those resources. I sowed them into a field that bore fruit. No farmer throws seed in rocky soil. No farmer throws seed in a river. He throws it on fertile ground. And folks, that is the ground that we're tilling with the Sons of Liberty, and we need your help to do that. Support our cause for justice right on sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the left side is the banner. It says support our cause for justice. Click on it. You can donate multitudes of ways. You can get a free silver dollar with a $100 donation. Our My War DVD series for a $75 donation, comic books, etc., or just make a donation, folks. And also, too, for many of you that are doing, you're planning, what do they call it, at the end of your life and you want to donate your inheritance, this is something that we'll take as well. And I say that because it's planned giving. Many of you guys donate things to different organizations that are nonprofits. We're one of those. So before we go, we want God to look down upon this nation, answer our prayers through our action, and for you to see manifest that great America that we knew 60, 70 years ago when we were upholding God's laws.
You're done.
I'm done.
All right. 3 minutes before the next break, folks. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy those groups, to completely destroy them. Huh, who would say something like that? Mark Potok, Director of Intelligence
yeah.
at Southern Poverty Law Center. Friends, just last week, the FBI brought forth evidence that revealed in court yesterday that showed the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, you know, the organization, the law firm, which is unlaw, going out there and tagging people through totalitarian means as hate groups because they don't agree with their ideology. Well, they spurred Floyd Corkin's shooting spree at the Family Research Council last summer. Pleading guilty to the charges, Corkins told the FBI after the shooting that he intended to kill as many as possible and smear the Chick-fil-A sandwiches in the victims' faces. Prosecutors said that Corkins planned to leave FRC after the attack and go to another conservative group to continue the reign of terror, he said. A handwritten list of three other groups was found with Corkins' belongings. An investigation of Corkins' computer found that he identified his targets on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. The other groups were maliciously listed by the leftist communist organization that SPLC has to offer as hate groups, a claim that is patently absurd, my friends. And might I remind you, through the eyes of any attorney that knows what the law says, it's against the law. This is criminal, friends. Even more disturbing than the SPLC's irresponsible behavior and unlawful behavior is the fact that the Obama administration is in bed with this group. Surprise, surprise. Weeks before Corkins pleaded guilty of terrorism and assault with intent to kill, you need to be careful of this, friends. Terrorism. Terrorism committed by who? Americans. Remember what I shared with you several times, September 11, 2001? I knew right then and there, friends, it had nothing to do with foreign enemies because had you knew your history and known your history, you could have simply went back and seen that James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, which coincides with what we're seeing today. Just thought I'd tell you that. Folks, weeks before Corkins pleaded guilty of terrorism and assault with the intent to kill, a study from the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point entitled Challengers from the Sidelines, Understanding Americans' Violent Far Right, said the violent far right exhibits an intense fear or dislike of foreign people, including people with alternative sexual preferences.
Throw that in
what
there.
Is this about, friends? They just zeroed in on it. The sexual preference of those that are sexually deviant. We'll be right back. Talk more about Southern Poverty Law Center in just a minute.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Mark Polczak, detector of stupidity at Southern Poverty Law Center. That is absolute. You know what, Jake? I think the bottom line here is you're going to see a class action lawsuit sooner or later to deal with these criminals that used to support the KKK, friends, when they were violating the black communities down south.
Using the same tactics as the KKK.
Exactly. Now, let me go back to this point. That's exactly right. Even more disturbing than the SPLC's irresponsible criminal behavior is the fact that the Obama administration is in bed with this group, said they. Weeks before Corcoran's pleaded guilty of terrorism, be careful of that, an assault with intent to kill, from who? From who? Friends, are you understanding totalitarianism? They smack your face, they pull your hair, and then they cry victim. Who is the terrorist here? Be careful of those words, by the way. The one that was a criminal homosexual, friends, that intended to kill as many as he possibly could before he was busted, and he went to Southern Poverty Law Center's website to find out who he should attack. Are you understanding this? Everybody knows this, of course. You know, I had someone that was wise on my Facebook this morning, and I said what was brought up was the impeachment of Barack Hussein Obama. And, of course, you get the fearful, hopeless capitulators. Oh, that will never happen. That will never happen. Well, now guess what? For those that don't believe it will ever happen, it'll probably never happen. But for those of us that do believe it will happen, this smart individual posted and said, we need to see this through. That's exactly right. We need to quit dodging topic after topic after topic after topic, because, friends, you wouldn't have topic after topic after topic after topic if you would deal with the first crime that comes to the light and see it through, to bring about resolve through justice, to establish righteousness in your land, friends. How does that sound? Doesn't that sound like, well, a little kid would understand that, wouldn't they? They would understand something that simple. But what's interesting, friends, back to the SPLC, they were monitoring. They're monitoring the far right in their violent attitudes and exhibits an intense fear, they say, or dislike of foreign people, say they, including people with alternative sexual preferences.
Oh, just including.
I'm trying to figure out who's under attack here, because last week we were showing the created hate crimes being committed on the American people by the lesbians and the homosexuals, and now they're trying to study and exhibit the intense fear or dislike of foreign people from the violent far right, but I didn't see the far right actually committing or intending to commit the crime towards the innocent. I seen the radical, sick-minded homosexual that intended to kill as many people as he possibly could. But, oh, that's just not politically correct. Well, it doesn't matter if it's politically correct, friends. We have a First Amendment. We have Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. And to be politically correct, friends, is to be a traitor to principle. So quit being traitors to your principles, friends, because too many people died to ratify the rights that you have. So stand up and fight the good fight of faith.
Yeah, correct according to what? And according to whose standard? What kind of an...
According to those that are committing the acts of criminal behavior.
That's right.
What it comes down to.
They create their own playing field, and then they create their own rules to that playing field.
And they hope to get as many people involved in the debate, because once they catch you up into the debate, guess what? They gut the pith and marrow of your rights.
Yep.
And only through debate.
And
there's nothing to debate, friends.
That's right. And the people, the innocent, always are the ones that suffer. When we talk about violence, there's no violent acts of right-wing, crazy Christian groups other than those that I believe have been staged to put out.
Yeah.
That's right. There is those groups that are created by the other side.
Westboro Baptist Church.
Hello.
Friends, you
Where
cannot
come
tell me
from?
these
Where
guys,
they get their budget?
They are plants. Mm-hmm. They are plants. That's all I can tell you.
Hey, you know what? As a matter of fact, Alinsky used this
methodology.
When a group came and said, you know, George Bush Sr. was coming out to pound the drum for the Vietnam sham, the war that they called Vietnam, his organizers all got together and said, we're going to go protest George Bush. He's going to be on our campus. And Alinsky's like, no, hold on a second. What you want to do is dress up like a bunch of KKK members.
That's right.
Get big, huge signs and write on them, the KKK supports George Bush. KKK supports Vietnam. So you act like a perpetrator when you're really the person trying to perpetrate your message.
That's right.
And that's what they do. So all these violent, extreme acts that they say are out there that I have yet to even see.
Same here.
How could they be perpetrated but by somebody with a sick mind as equal to them?
Well, we even know that hate crimes legislation, we know how that was brought forth James Byrd. And we also know that Matthew Shepard, friends, for those that didn't know, Heather, do you know the story better than I do? Because if you do, you can go ahead and kick it out.
Matthew Shepard's story?
Yes.
Okay, Matthew Shepard was at a bar, and two guys that were basically on drugs looking for trouble came up, and they targeted him because he looked like he had money, brought him home, or they pretended to bring him home, and on the way, Matthew Shepard reached over and touched one of the guy's legs. The guy flipped out, and he started just beating up on him, and they brought him out and tied him to a post, and they beat him, which was totally wrong to do that. Left there, went to his apartment, Matthew Shepard's apartment, in the parking lot, got in another fight with another set of people until the cops came. He beat somebody else up with a bat mercilessly.
Yep.
And it was also known that the guy who beat up Matthew Shepard was bisexual and said flat out, admitted it had nothing to do with his sexual orientation.
Yep. So did the investigator. Yep.
Yep.
So did the investigator of that case.
Hey, go ahead.
So then they created this crime, though, because Matthew Shepard happened to be gay. He's trying to touch some guy's leg. The guy flips out, who's high on meth or something like that.
Yep.
It's all about drugs,
yes,
and started beating him. It proves that he didn't beat him. He wasn't looking to beat him and target him because it was a hate crime, because he went and beat somebody else up that had nothing to do with any sexual preference at all. It's a created crime. It's conjured up. They leverage everything they can can do. Just like the guy whose name is Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste.
As they create it.
That's right. They engineer these things, and if they can't get an event to happen, like a school shooting or something like that, maybe they'll even go out and create things to happen so that they can capitalize on
them. Okay, let's put that... Let's make that point clear, though.
Yeah.
Because we know that Fast and Furious was actually created by this government and its criminal administration. Yeah. We know that.
Yes.
So why is it so far out there to believe that they would do it again and again and again? I mean, we look at Oklahoma City bombing, Waco, Texas. We look at other crimes that were perpetrated by the American version of criminal governments. And then the American people sit down and say, well, that's just way out there. Friends, let me just say this to you, and let me make myself really clear. The day of conspiracy theory is over. I had a man Facebook me not too long ago, and he said to me what I was told that was theory 50 years ago. I'm not this old, friends. He said what we used to be warned about through conspiracy theories 50 years ago, he said, I am now living in that world. There is no such thing as theory any longer, friends. Is there wax out there? Yes, there's wax out there. Are there people out there that are stupid enough to take every bone that's thrown to them through the state-run media? Yes, there's plenty of them that are doing that. But I am telling you, when you study, do it, because it always happens within, friends. It always happens within. This is all contrived and controlled. Now, in saying that, I want to get back to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, totalitarianism is that they want to attack you. Well, they're pointing their finger at you. They're the ones trying to destroy you, but their crying victim is their crying criminal as they're pointing the finger at you. Recently, I'm going to have Heather share this one as well, and what I'm going to do is kind of exemplify and exhibit how I deal with these people so you can understand how you're supposed to deal with these people too. First of all, with the Word of God, and secondly, what we want to do is we want to bring forth action. Not too long ago, I had Wikipedia attack me. Now, when you go to my wiki page, friends, it's misinformation.
Disinformation. Purpose information. Okay. That's wrong.
Okay, yep. Good. Now, can you explain? Go ahead.
On Wikipedia, well, for example...
Clarify.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I talk about Matthew Shepherds? Is that what you're talking about
first
on Wikipedia?
And foremost, then
okay.
I'll go to the next one. Yep.
So I happened to be doing some research on the Matthew Shepherd case, and ABC's 2020 did a huge report on it. All that information that we just shared with you about how it had nothing to do with his sexual orientation all came from an ABC's 2020 report. They went in, they interviewed the people that were beat up Matthew Shepherd and killed him. And so I went onto Wikipedia and thought, this is very interesting that there is nothing on here that's mentioning that. So you can actually go on Wikipedia on a page, and you can look at the history, and you can look at the talk page. It's a discussion on people that have gone on there and edited. And so I happened to notice that there has been numerous people that have tried to put the talking points from the Matthew Shepherd case. Even that detective that quoted, the investigator in that case said it had nothing to do with his sexual orientation. It was two kids that were on drugs and they were looking for trouble.
Yeah.
And
So the assault began actually from Matthew Shepherd by reaching over and grabbing one of the man's legs.
Well, yes, and obviously they were looking for it in the first place.
Sure.
And then that sparked him. He had a hair trigger temper, the guy that did it. I'm forgetting his name.
Yeah.
But he would do it to his own friends. He was known for doing that. So same thing with a Southern Poverty Law Center, Wikipedia. The background that you're going to end up talking about with Morris Dees, the founder. Mm-hmm. You try to go in there and find anything negative on SPLC, and there's a lot out there. You can't find anything on Wikipedia's site. Again, go to the talk page and you can see the discussion that people have continuously tried to post the truth about it, and they will get taken off. And
That's rather interesting, friends, because these are facts.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't allegations, friends. These are facts. We know the history of SPLC. Mm-hmm. But I want to get over to Wiki now. Now, I just want you to show people and share people how we deal with the issues when they attack.
Yes, well, Wikipedia, again, as in our case, Judith Reisman wrote an article called Who is Afraid of Bradley Dean? You can find it on WorldNet Daily.
She's a former Department of Justice investigator under the Reagan administration. She did a report on the ministry favorably.
Yes.
And
she talked about how Wikipedia is known for continuously attacking anyone that holds traditional American values. And on our page, we've had the same problem.
Now, when we come back, I'm going to share the rest of that story because it's important, friends, that you understand. We'll be talking about Southern Poverty Law Center for the next couple days, but I want you to understand, friends, what you're dealing with and how to deal with them. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am on some good coffee. Very, very good coffee. Now, what we've been doing is talking about the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, and their acts, their criminal acts against the American people. Morris Dees, the founder, used to actually support, in court, defend the KKK, friends, Ku Klux Klan. And now the homosexuals are being defended by the same organization. And it's interesting because when you see the parallel, they act very similar once we know. They like to attack people as they cry victim. And again, here's totalitarianism. And friends, I cannot tell you this enough because once you finally begin to understand how these people operate, it's all over for them because then you begin to look into the facts. But the only way that it happens is if you let them push you back. The only way that this happens is if you tuck tail and run. You have to stand up. So, in saying all that to say this, I have Heather here. We just did a little project just this week because I noticed that Wiki likes to send referrals over to my website. And I'm very thankful for that because now we have the opportunity to show everybody who Jimmy Wales really is. Because all of the misinformation, you know, the omissions and just a little bit here and a little bit there. And, well, we don't want to tell too much of the story because if we do, then people really might like Bradley Dean and you can run, but you cannot hide, and what they do in high school assemblies, because we've done 340 in 22 different states across the country, for those that didn't know. And so in saying that, again, I got Heather with me right now. Heather, can you share with everybody as to what we're dealing with? Because we get a lot of hits from Wiki, and what we're doing is we're taking advantage of that and showing people who Jimmy Wales really is when they're getting their half-truths on my ministry.
That's correct. So if you go to our website, youcanruninternational.com, look at the homepage news item. It's called Caution About Disinformation. That is purposed information that is not correct. It's deliberately false, and it's found on Wikipedia when you Google search, or you search on Wikipedia for You Can Run International or Sons of Liberty Radio or Bradley Dean. They have purposely twisted everything. Everything, almost all of the articles on there go back to independent liberal blog sites that have no credibility whatsoever. And so we put that on there, and we thought, if you want to check it out and you want to find out the real information about Jimmy Wales, the founder of Wikipedia,
that's right.
We have a couple of links on there.
Can you go ahead and read our disclaimer, please,
sure,
Heather? Because this is great stuff, friends. Jimmy Wales with Wikipedia has given us the opportunity to pull the cover off publicly, as we were under attack by him. So what we decided to do, just like the radical homosexuals, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center, friends, just let them attack, and then when they do attack, pull the curtains back. As the Lord says, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. If we keep the commandments and the judgments of the Lord, he said you will prosper in righteousness, and this is how you do it. What's that disclaimer say, Heather?
Well, I'm still waiting for it to pull up here online, but it's information about You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International and Bradley Dean, found on Wikipedia, is inaccurate. Wikipedia is known for consistently defaming organizations and people who hold traditional American values. It should also be noted that numerous independent blog sites found on the Internet have no credibility and should not be trusted as a source of accurate information about You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International or Bradley Dean. For more information about our organization, please contact us directly. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Isn't it absolutely, I know you're only halfway there, but isn't it amazing that when you're in colleges or schools and someone says Wiki, everybody just discredits it right away.
Yeah.
But it's what's so hypocritical about all of this is that people still go to Wiki to see what the left is saying about them, and then they have the audacity to question you for the disinformation given on your ministry.
It's the fifth most visited website in the world.
Yes.
Sick.
Well, people like the lie. They live off the lie because then it gives them something to talk about.
Yeah. So it continues. While you are here, please take the opportunity to read the following article by former DOJ investigator Dr. Judith Reisman, and she wrote an article titled "Who is Afraid of Bradley Dean?" In the article, Reisman states, quote, "Jimmy Wales, Wikipedia's creator, originally made his living off a website that earned revenue from pornography traffickers."
Say that again, please, and say it slow.
"Jimmy Wales, Wikipedia's creator, originally made his living off a website that earned revenue from pornography traffickers."
Quote unquote in the article, my friends, WorldNet Daily.
And we'll continue her quote. It says, "Wales's cult of far leftist volunteer editor zealots labor minute by minute to mislead readers who think Wikipedia's half-truths and worse are a legitimate, quote, encyclopedia. To find out more about Wikipedia's founder, Jimmy Wales, please read," and you guys can Google search this, "Here's Your Correction, Wikipedia Founder." Or again, go to youcanruninternational.com and click on the home page news item called Caution About Disinformation. You can see all of the information right there.
Absolutely. Now, friends, that's what you have to do. You don't just sit down and let them roll over the top. Let me say this again. Mark Potok, Director of Stupidity at Southern Poverty Law Center, he said, quote, unquote, "Sometimes the press will describe us, the Southern Poverty Law Center, as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them." Now, I don't know if it's just me or not, but it was my understanding that they were actually defending themselves from a criminal mentality that they themselves exemplify. So who's carrying this attitude, friends?
Yeah.
Again, definition, totalitarianism. When, totalitarianism.
I think a great example of this, excuse me, is when we sat down, we had the time to sit down with Joseph Farah, and he told us a story about when
from
he was
World
working
Night Daily,
out,
yes.
When he worked out on the West Coast, on the left coast, as they call it now. I don't know if it was Sacramento or San Diego, but he worked for a paper, and there was an abortion protest, or there was a group of people that were protesting abortion at this particular clinic. Well, the folks, the thugs that they hired to go out there and beat up, and literally, I'm saying that as a fact, they would beat up abortion protesters. It was the Black Panthers. So there was a particular woman. She was kind of short, thick, stocky, and she was out there that particular day, and Joseph couldn't believe that this was actually happening, so he went down to find out for himself. He brought his glasses and all that good
really?
Stuff.
Really? He went to check it out for That's, himself?
This is real media.
You mean it didn't come through Sarah and Jane and no. Matilda and
Matilda.
Hermes? And all these other people? No, no. It's okay to laugh. No. It is. Because this is how
no
stupid
here.
People act.
So Joseph goes down there to find out, you know, do they really beat up abortion protesters? I can't believe this. So he goes out and he holds a sign and they kind of coach him and say, you know, stay away from the, you know, the folks over there. And as he's protesting, a woman comes up to him, grabs a sign, throws it on the ground, starts beating him, like literally punching him. He had yep. to take off his glasses, protect his face, because he was schooled yep. not to retaliate back. They had this on videotape, and the woman starts crying. What did she cry? Like, racist or something like yeah. that? Stop hitting me, she said.
Yep, yep.
She's
she was
beating
the one that
him.
Was hitting him as she was decrying
all on film.
The fact that she was being hit.
That's right.
All on film, that's exactly
all
right.
On film.
You have to have a camera everywhere you go, yep. friends. You really do.
So he finally manages to get himself away from her. Scratches all over his face, his glasses messed up, everything like that. Goes back to his newspaper, and he says, man, boss, you'd never believe what just happened here. So they published the story. Next thing you know, this group, this Black Panthers type organization, sues the newspaper for what just happened. Bring in high power attorneys.
Yep.
It got thrown out of court on the behalf of Joseph Farah because he went to the DA. He went to the district attorney and said, man, you guys got to check out this story. Look what just happened to me. I got the video. They said, yep. we're not touching this.
Yep, yep.
You're not touching it. This yep. person clearly victimized me.
Yeah.
But she was trained in her training, because they are trained, to cry victim while she's beating him up.
That's right.
As though it was an act of self-defense.
Yep.
Long story short,
Southern Poverty
that group
Law
got
Center.
Off.
American Civil Liberties Union
yep.
friends, separate, folks, you can go down the line, atheist, communist yep. organizations, and when you look behind, pull the curtain back, that's exactly what every one of them are.
Yep.
And what they
They're
stand for is to destroy who we are and the Constitution of the United States, one nation under God.
Yep.
And as long as, friends, you remember you're one nation under God, where you derive your rights, not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God do you derive your rights,
that's right.
you'll win the day.
Amen.
I didn't say it was going to be easy. I didn't say it was going to be without scars or bruises. I said, you're going to win the day as long as you stay the course.
Yep.
I want you to listen carefully because MLK rightly said this, and it was great when he said it. He said that the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands of times at times of challenge and controversy. I'll say it again. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. That proves the man, friends. Yep. One more point. We're going to talk
God
about the
man.
SPLC a little bit more tomorrow, the Real Hate Group. Sheriff John Cook from Weld County, Colorado, said the Southern Poverty Law Center, who labels anyone its officials disagree with politically as hate groups, holds no credibility. Okay? Everybody with me on that? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure. Because I'm making faces at the camera right now, and pretty soon Heather's going to be posting those faces. Faces. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23 hours, again, live from sunny Florida.
Somebody's got to be there.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. all the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.